Today's learning should be learned this with Chaim Liz from Chaim Maisha and the Rif Bas Maisha Zerim Schus to Shalem Chaim Maisha Ima Malki and Miriam Baruch Masar Malka and Matritz Mefegedina Schus for all those in around that Yisrael. So holding Simon Reish Chav Zayin. And over here, this is actually, although the last few Simonim, many of the halachas of the brachas were not so negeitas, this is actually very, very negeitas. We're going to talk about over here the bracha on thunder and lightning, shooting stars, but the main thing over here we'll see is on the thunder and the lightning. And over there, we're going to actually see that the way many of us are probably doing this, and definitely the way they're taught in some of the Beis Yaakovs and yeshivas, is not actually really clear, and we might be making a mistake sometimes. So let's see. Let's start. Sif Aleph. Ala Zikim. What is Zikim? Fuhu kemin koichev. This is a star. Hayorik kachetz, that shoots like an arrow. Ba'orich hashemayim mimakam lamakam. The nimshach oirik kashevet, its light turns like a stick. In other words, because as it's shooting, it becomes straight line. We'll see. There's really two different definitions to this. Some say that this is a shooting star, and some say it's more. Sometimes you have these sort of exploding stars, right? When they come, I don't know exactly the science behind it. When they come out of their certain atmosphere, you know, lights shoot off of it. Val radis ha'aretz, on a earthquake. Val habrakim, on lightning. Val ra'amim, on thunder. Val ruchay shenashu bezav, very, very powerful winds. Al kol echad me'eli oimer, and all of these we say, baruch at Hashem, lekeinu melech olam, oisei ma'aseh bereishis. So right now the Mechaber tells us that in all of these, right, we always know lightning and thunder, we make oisei ma'aseh bereishis, and we make shekoichi gvurosei mo'le olam. However, Mechaber right now says, on all of these, we can say, oisei ma'aseh bereishis. Ve'im yirtza, if you want, yoimer baruch at Hashem, lekeinu melech olam, shekoichi gvurosei mo'le olam. So what does that mean? When do I make oisei ma'aseh bereishis? When do I make shekoichi gvurosei mo'le olam? So we are going, let's try to get into this a little bit. Hayorik kachetz, so we're first talking about these shooting stars. Yeshayim shu kachetz yeshle zonov, v'shevet shal oirev. It sort of has like a tail. U'shnayim atika achrena ladina, it's on both of them. Vim oise kachem asma, yeshle shevet reyeu, oida pam b'leil acheret. So if you see the same star, the same time, on the same night, ain't tzarech lachas revach, you don't make a bracha again. Kol she'anayim atat shalosh shiriyon, reyeshayinu, as long as it's 30 days from the first sight. Okay, that's on the shooting stars. You only make the bracha one time. So you see two different stars, you only make one bracha. But if I see one star one night, a different star the next night, so you have to understand you're in astronomy a little bit, but per night, you only make this bracha once. Habrakim. Okay, now let's get into the thunder and lightning, because this is very, very negaya. Habrakim is blitzen, as a lightning, Bilshain Ashkenaz. But oisin shem boyim b'loy ram, and those that come without any noise, klal, rak mechamas choyim, because it gets very hot. V'tzadeh chayodim she'en zeh brokim anisk v'gemar v'em v'varach v'leim. That this is not the lightning that we make a brach on. So first halacha on the lightning, this is important. There's two kinds of lightning. There's lightning that's coming because of rain, okay? And which is where the mistake comes from, where people, are taught that if you see lightning, you should wait till you hear thunder. You actually may be messing your bracha up. So if you hear lightning, you should wait till you hear thunder. That's not the correct approach. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But if there is lightning, then you're not sure if it's lightning because of rain. It just sometimes it gets extremely, extremely hot and you see lightning. So the Chayyadim says on that kind of lightning, you do not make a bracha. Chazanish happens to paskin that you do make a bracha on that lightning as well. However, we don't paskin that way. That's not what we follow. It's only lightning that's coming because of rain that we make the bracha on. But on lightning, that is the bracha. That is clearly the bracha that we should make. And the Reb Shlaim Zalman Auerbach and others write, you don't have to actually see the zigzag lightning in the sky. You're sitting in your house and the window lights up. You see the light from the lightning. That is enough to make that bracha. Okay, now before we're going to get back to thunder and lightning, because that's a much more important topic. But let's divert for one second. Shanashu Bazaf, he said, the Mechaber said that if you have these winds that blew with anger, the im shaloi bazaf, if it was strong winds, but not sort of with anger, not very powerful, imhu ruchai gadol, you still make mevarach ha'isem asabirashas. Well, yochal avarach shekoichai gvurasai. So obviously, how do we differentiate that, right? So the Mechaber is saying, If it's this very angry, powerful winds, it's koichig v'rasei olam. If it's powerful winds that are unusual but not angry winds, then we make oisamasa bereshis. So how do we differentiate it? So the Mishaburud solves that problem for us. He says, "V'tayv l'baruch, if you have a wind that's extremely unusual, rak b'yichas oisamasa bereshis." So since both brachas works, he says instead of trying to differentiate. Either way, you're yotzik. We don't understand how to differentiate between these two different brachas, these two different types of winds that that he's telling us about. So therefore, easy solution, since ice and mass voracious works anyway. So if you are in Florida, get stuck there during hurricane season, and you're stuck, obviously you're in a safe spot. You see these very powerful winds. You can say ice and mass voracious. Okay, I'll call echad. May Elu on all of these. Now, here's Olam Nahagim on lightning, we make Oisa Masa Bereshis. When it comes to thunder, we make Shekoicha Gvurasa. And that's what seems to make sense. Haram, through thunder, Nira, it's obvious Gvurasa Baruch. You see the power of the Rabbeinu Shalom more than a lightning you hear from by this thunder. You can make either bracha on either one. Val Kane, I'll read through the Mishabura and then I will talk about it outside. Val Kane, Imshama Ram, Varoah Barak Echad, you heard thunder. And you saw one lightning, Mavarak Brachachis, you only make one bracha. The Hena Isa Masabarashis, Al Shneim, because you were Yotza. You can't just make an extra bracha just because you want to make two separate brachas. Isa Masabarashis works for both of them. Okay. The Imber Shekoichi Gamke Yaitza, also works for both of them. So if I saw it one shot, right, lightning and thunder, I saw and heard lightning and thunder right away, I make one bracha, I can't make the other bracha because I was Yaitza with both of them. They're not right after each other. Usually you see the lightning first. So if you see the lightning, so then you can make Oysa Masa Bereches. And then you can make on the thunder. So that's simple. If I first saw lightning, and then I made the bracha, Oysa Masa Bereches, then I hear thunder. So now my Oysa Masa Bereches was on the lightning, not on the thunder that I just heard. Therefore, I can still make the bracha. I didn't see lightning at all. I'm in a basement with no windows. I did not see the lightning. And then I heard the thunder. I made the bracha. There, or I made Oysa Masa Bereshis. Now I come upstairs and all of a sudden I see lightning. If I made a bracha on the lightning, when I made the bracha on the lightning, I was expecting right afterwards there's going to be thunder, and I had in mind that it should be yotze for the thunder as well. Yotze b'diavad. What does he mean? That the teva of the lightning is that the teva of the world is that after the lightning there is thunder. Okay, so now let's talk about this outside. I was always taught that, and it's based on what we said before, that if lightning is not because of rain, then you cannot make a bracha on it, right? That's why we paskin. So I was always taught that you see lightning, and then you wait for the thunder, so you know for sure that it's a lightning that's because of thunder, and then make both brachas. When I learned this, and I spoke to the Rav about this morning, it's big amaratzis. Number one problem is you're supposed to make the bracha toich kedei dibur of seeing it. I see the lightning, I have to make within 3 to 4 seconds is when I'm supposed to make the bracha. Number two, if I wait for the lightning, let's say I see the lightning, I wait 10, 15 seconds or more, and then I see the thunder. I can't make a bracha on the lightning anymore. It's too late because you have to make the bracha right away. Number two, let's say that I see lightning and I say, oh, let me wait. And within Teich Kedei Dibur of the lightning, there is thunder. And now I make a bracha. Mishabur just told us you can only make one bracha on both of them. You can't make two brachas on both of them. So Lamaisa, what are you supposed to do? Lamaisa. If it's sunny outside, or it's not sunny, if it's dry, there's no threatening rain, and you see lightning, so there is a shaila. Is that lightning because of rain? or is that lightning because of just the heat? So since it's possible that it might be lightning of heat, obviously at that point you can't make a bracha. But if it's cloudy outside and the forecast is rain, it's already raining or misty outside, and you know that this lightning is because of rain, as soon as you see that lightning, you should make the bracha. As soon as you have the thunder, you should make the bracha. The only shiloh that comes in, that what happens if you didn't see lightning first? Lightning and thunder, sometimes it happens. You have lightning, and immediately after the lightning, there's thunder. There's the first lightning you see. Immediately after the lightning, there is thunder. So they're both toich kedei dibra of each other. Don't make two brachas then. That's what the Olam does, but it's a mistake. Don't make two brachas. Only make the one bracha. If you saw light, okay. So that's so far. It's very simple. As soon as you see lightning, unless you're mesupik if it's cause of rain, make the isa massa bracha. As soon as you see, hear the thunder, make the koichi brasi ma'alelam. If you happen to see it the other way around, there's first thunder and make a bracha, and you didn't see any lightning, make the bracha on the chikoichi brasi ma'alelam on the thunder. Afterwards, you happen to see lightning, make the bracha on lightning. Same, the order doesn't make a difference. It can go either way. If they happen to be immediately next to each other, the lightning and the thunder, only make one bracha. If you saw lightning and you made the bracha, and as soon as you finish, or as you're finishing the bracha, you see thunder, there's actually a machlokes ha-poskim, whether or not you should make another bracha, since you already just made a bracha. Lamaisa, the Devar Chaim, Chaim Sanzer says that you could, since you were in your mind, you were only making the bracha on the lightning, that's almost like having a mind that you not having in mind for the thunder, and therefore we can be samech on the Sanzer Rebbe and make the Koichig Rasei Olam on the thunder, even if the thunder comes in the middle of your bracha or immediately after your bracha, you can still make the second bracha. Okay, let's finish up the Mishnah Berurah on this. V'mirtza, we said that you can make on all these things, you can make either Oisa Masa Bereishis or Koichig Rasei Olam. Avaloyevach, you can't make two. You either make one again when we're separating the lightning and the thunder, we make two different brachas. You're making two brachas anyway, so we make one isa masvarish, one koichig brasai. But if you're only making one bracha on one thing, let's say, like we said, the example, the lightning and the thunder came at the same time, or you're making it on a earthquake, right? So you would only make one of the two brachas. You can't make both. The earthquake, you actually have to have felt the earthquake in order to be able to make the bracha, and you have to actually feel it. But as long as you can feel it, you can actually make that bracha. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll continue with Sif Beis.